All right, it is 8:03. We're back on the record to consider findings of fact now that deliberations have concluded. Thank you to the staff. While the rest of us were taking a break, I can see Peter working madly at the computer.
Yes.
I can't hear you. Which?
Right, you did not call the question on the amended main motion.
Okay, I can do that. We've now gone through all the individual motions and amendments as a package. We can. Does anyone have a motion to approve?
To call the question on the amended main motion.
So moved.
Yeah, that sounded different to me.
He said it, not me.
Okay, we're calling the vote with the amendments that we have in place, correct? All right, does anybody have a motion?
Did we amend 13 as well? Just to add, we added a recommendation about are we looking just?
We're not. I think we're before we get to that. Correct.
Okay.
So okay. We're now looking at the entire package, voting on the entire package of recommendations as we've amended them.
So that would include that language.
So it's not the findings. It's just I need a motion to approve the recommendations as we have adopted them or amended them this evening. Okay, we're just voting.
All right.
Thank you.
Would you like us to review the motion and the amendments?
I think we know what they are. This is just more the language, the proper legislative language. So all those in favor.
One little cautionary moment here. One of the things that has come up in the past, and I hope it won't come up ever again, is that we will go ahead and vote for this. We will vote unanimously. And it could actually get presented sometimes that we were all in favor of all of the issues all the way along the line. So we have to be careful when we present this to staff to indicate that there are some issues that had some disagreement.
And I think actually before we do that too, I want to back up just a little bit before we take a vote. I think we also need to clarify and make sure once again that the record reflected that Ms. Allen abstained from any vote at all on the Yulin Tree Farm application. And so as the chair, my position is that in her voting on the whole, on everything that we've worked on so far, that her recusing herself would also extend to that in the overall overreaching vote that we're about to take. Is that correct?
My understanding is that the recusal would be to that one amendment of the package.
Yes. Yes. And I take no position on that amendment.
All right.
Tim Allen for the record.
Okay. All those in favor. That is unanimous. Now we can move on to findings.
Yes. So the findings which you received tonight includes several revisions in strikeout language. So just to clarify, all of the findings relative to SEPA determinations, there was a sentence added kind of pro forma by our attorneys to that. George's Corner amendment, you approved the staff recommendation, so there's no changes to additional findings there, which gets us to the Yulin Tree Farm, which you concurred with the staff recommendation, so there's no changes to the findings for that one, Section 11. So it gets us to Section 12, which is why we paused. And on your screen before you is, in highlighted yellow, two findings. Finding number 4 on your screen has been added. It's underlined to, or all of it should be underlined. to show that it's added language to your draft. And this is to capture the essence of your deliberation and the basis for what's been revised. So just to make sure this is in the record, that on September 18th, 2018, the Kitsap County Planning Commission deliberated and determined the proposed mineral resource overlay designation is not compatible with the neighboring properties and the rural protection zone. The Planning Commission recommended denial of the requested mineral resource overlay, recommended adoption of the revision to Kitsap County Code Section 17.410.042, making aggregate extraction a conditional use, and the Planning Commission recommended the county complete a countywide mineral resource inventory consistent with Land Use Policy 78. Then finding number 5 has been revised with strikeout language. So 5 is now addressing the amendment as you revised it, is just to clarify that. And so we're striking out the language adopting the findings in the staff report. Commissioner Murphy?
Except that H, as suggested by Commissioner Shattuck, was going to be replaced by PB27 in the right-hand column, which says will not be compatible.
So now that this is about what you have revised, which is to not have a mineral resource overlay, but to change it to a conditional use permit. So you're not changing the zoning or the designation of the property, so it would be compatible with it doesn't, the designation
because at
doesn't
this
change
point it. We are staying as is, and therefore the language stays as
right.
is. Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
I'm not a lawyer.
Good question. Play
any the any okay. questions or revisions to that? Seeing none. So then the remaining change to the findings is in your packet on page 12, which we've looked at now already, is the related section 13, finding 4, related to the Hanley property supporting deferral, your adopted recommendation. So that concludes all the changes to the findings. We will update the recommendation section of this document to reflect what the actions you've taken. So I don't think we need to go through that word for word tonight. So if there aren't any other questions about this,
I couldn't remember. Was the language as far as handling it in 2019? Is that in the findings or? That was our specific.
That's in the recommendation.
That's in the recommendation.
Yes.
Got it.
At the time of the next comp plan review.
Right.
So does that leave us on a motion to adopt the
right. So you would be motioning to adopt the findings as we've just revised them. And it takes a simple majority of the commission to take the affirmative vote.
I move that the amended findings be adopted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor? That is unanimous. Great.
Thank you very much.
So as far, can I just finally, as far as any minority report, what is the deadline for anybody who wishes to submit a minority report?
So we need to have that. I would like to say September 25th. We need to get the documents out to the board on the 26th. So we'd be happy to attach it. For drafting this document, are you intending, I can add that in the language that you'll be doing
I'll
a minority.
I'll communicate with you tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That sounds fine.
All right. Good job, everybody. We made it through the final issues. Anything for the good of the order?
Quick question. Wi-Fi access to the building? What?
I think it's down right now.
Oh, it is just down.
Oh, good. Because I used to
not,
have it.
Not IT making a decision.
No, they moved you to a different
okay.
list.
All right.
We need your internet log.
Mr. Sensen.
Hey. Quick question. Will there be an October 2nd meeting? It's on our agenda, but I'm just curious.
Right now it just shows October 8th. Wait, no, that's good.
Or maybe I have.
Okay, that's a question mark. All right. Anything else? All right, we're adjourned. Yay!
Well done, Jan.